detail about one specific group that's driving the spike in living alone, and that's women. It was just impossible for women to afford their own place before they entered the paid labor market en masse. And in places around the world where you have not just general affluence and a welfare state, but also economically and culturally independent women, you see a real spike in going solo. On the flip side, in places like Saudi Arabia, which are incredibly wealthy but don't have much independence for women, hardly anyone lives alone.
But there still is a stereotype, I think, that a lot of people who live alone are lonely and maybe also neurotic. I guess I'm wondering if that still comes out in the people you've talked to.
I think it does. You know, our attitudes have changed, but not entirely. And we still expect that most people will get married and live in families, even when, in fact, we live in more interesting ways. I would say that we have a thing we lapse into, especially in the United States, a conversation that says we used to live in simpler and better times when our families were tighter, our marriages worked better, our communities were more cohesive, kids played in the streets, we were less lonely. It's as if there were once this golden age. I'm very skeptical of that view.